Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hop.
Welcome back, Chunky's on 106.7
The Fan. This is my favorite Christmas song. It's Brenda Lee. I love this song. This is Brenda Lee. This is one of my favorite. This is probably my favorite Christmas song.
Very nice. Oh, we are live on NBC Sports Washington on a Redskins Friday, presented by the one and only sportsbook, Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races.
You'll get your sack soon enough.
We got a lot going on. Thank you to the Palm.
Yes, thank you.
They're here.
Spread is amazing.
They're actually just made me an omelet.
Did Tim come over?
Oh, you have food? I went over there. They rejected me. They decapitated me.
That looks amazing. That looks really good.
I went and asked the guy if I could have food. He said 5 minutes.
You know what? Talk to him in Spanish.
Yeah, they're getting ready.
They decapitated
me. Talk to him in Spanish and you get hooked.
He was sitting there. I want some tuna tartar or whatever that is. Not even tartar.
They have lobster. Yeah, they have tuna. So. They have everything.
No, I think the tartar's chopped up.
But you know what? They can throw the lobster in your omelet.
It's ahi tuna.
Ricky.
I want the ahi tuna. Yeah.
I know you're a big lobster guy.
I'm a big lobster guy.
So thank you to the Palm. We have a lot going on the show. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. There are Junkies Confessionals, which listeners will be able to see at thesportsjunkies.com.
I'm not doing it.
And thefandc.com.
I don't like it.
Schwartz is working feverishly.
He
and
is.
Josh.
Lucky.
Yes, Lucky. They are blogging at thefandc.com and thesportsjunkies.com, so you can follow along that way. Of course, you can watch on NBC Sports Washington.
Are we going to register our BACs?
Let's
right
do it now.
I think
that's
we
what we're
going to
do. We need to thank Sergeant Dorn and Officer Perez. They're here once again.
Yes.
Annual tradition. And we need to let people know, don't drink and drive.
Do not.
We took Lyft this morning.
Because we're
you
smart.
Can designate a sober driver.
Smart people.
Or right use RAP's Sober Ride, which is now powered by Lyft. Starting December 15th, go to SoberRide.com if you want more details and get the Lyft coupon.
My
code.
Lyft driver looked like an enforcer for the Russian mob.
It's not a coupon, it's a coupon.
It's a coupon. Nobody says coupon.
Yeah. People that are raised in Puerto Rican and Italian households say coupons. Cakes?
Yes.
Both of my parents' first language?
Yes.
Not English.
That is true. That's a very good point.
They my said guy, coupon.
My guy this morning was listening to NPR the whole
time. Oh, you that tilted.
You should have told him to turn it off.
Right, we need
torture.
We need to do baseline
torture.
Tests.
NPR. They've taken so much money out of my pocket.
Breathalyzers. Typically,
wait, why do you give them money?
Before you start drinking, I've had a shot and I finished my first vodka Red Bull. I'll be perfectly honest.
Yeah, you're going.
I told
to,
this. Somebody
you're
said
to steal
this.
It at the end.
I said I am pacing myself like I do during a running
you're like
race.
Like Ray Leonard and Hagler.
And at the end,
then you're
you see
finish
the
strong.
You see the finish line.
Yeah, no, you're like
then you sprint. You
it's
sprint,
Leonard
right?
Hagler at the end of each round.
Well,
he's going to try to steal
at
it
at the end.
Yeah, he's going to try
see
to
what
steal
he's
it.
Doing.
No moss. No moss.
I don't know if it's going to work.
No, that was the Durant.
That was Durant.
You talk about fights from 40 years ago.
Why don't you zip it?
Bunch of fossils. I do like your shirt, by the way. I do like Buddy the Elf. He makes
Buddy
me laugh.
That's my hero.
Buddy
right
the Elf makes your boy Flakes
I don't
laugh.
Think people understand. Jason fully dressed up in costume
to
today.
Little
as he should. It's
I mean,
festive.
He's got like Santa pants.
It's a festive show, EB.
Are you wearing, I know you don't wear underwear. Are you wearing like champion shorts underneath? Or are you free balling it?
Sweaty pants?
You guys, all right. Yeah, you're good. Yeah,
by the way, I had to take the breathalyzer now three times. I can't even do the breathalyzer.
Why?
Appropriately.
You have hurting lung capacity.
Because my flow was wrong.
Right.
Flow
what did he
horrible.
Blow, by the way?
He hasn't blown
He just
yet.
Had a drink.
All right, let's
you
move
know,
on.
You know, he's a dummy. Just pass on him.
I had to do a mellow flow.
Steady.
I went too just, hard at
can, you don't know how to blow through the thing?
Let's move on.
Your wife must be so bitter at you.
Steady, keep going.
Well,
what happened?
Hope he's not bitter at her.
All right, did he get anything? How does he not know how to blow that thing?
Relax.
That's pretty good.
He's creeping towards the legal threshold.
Yeah. You're basically hammered already.
Solid.
That's the one thing I learned. Is
how many
learn
drinks
how quickly
has he
you
had?
Get hammered.
No, no.
It's
probably
truth
had
is,
two and a shot.
Although you chugged.
That's not legal, but would you drive right now?
Yes, yeah, you probably are. Would. And you'd be under the legal threshold, but
I
you're
would
a little
right
bit
now too.
Although you chugged, I finished the drink. So it's not like you've had more drinks than me.
I'm going to try to do this legit because I want to drink, but I'm going to do the test.
What
I'm
is this
waiting.
Milky concoction you're drinking right now?
Eggnog. I'm like being festive
eggnog.
And I'm being Christmassy.
Yes, you are.
No one else is.
Are we writing this down?
Drabby is. Adam
is. Yeah, Drab's recording it.
Adam is. Yeah. See, we don't have to follow instructions. It took JP four. Jason's a big giant.
Oh, you guys are in a neck and neck, you know what?
Oh, boy.
Being a big lurch.
Here we go.
Your tolerance kind of low.
I've cut back.
I thought you were the biggest drunk.
No, you
Jason.
Say that. It gets me so bitter when
Jason.
You say that.
During the break.
Because I've
you
cut...
drink every night.
No, I don't.
You know what? Cakes is the closet.
No, I don't. Drunk. Because you know why? I hate the way it makes me feel the next day.
By the way, for the listeners out
there. The happy hours are drying up.
For the listeners out there.
Yeah.
Thank you to Quincy.
I get so bitter.
Yes, Quincy. Because they put up $1,000.
$1,000.
$500 goes to the highest BAC at the end of the show.
Watch me do this
perfectly.
It's
not about right now, and you can vote at Junks Radio.
By the way, I think
there's a poll.
Jason, I think you're going to work with me on this. Somebody during the break said we should give $50 to Drab T-shirt to buy a new shirt. Somebody hates Drab T-shirt shirt that he's wearing today.
We're all at the point five.
New silly.
Do you want the $50 to buy a new shirt, Drab?
Yes.
You do?
You're just giving him $50.
Don't give it to him.
Now he's got to earn it.
I'm going to give him
$50. We got to see your boobs or
apparently
something.
Apparently his shirt's terrible.
I don't need $50.
You got to show your shirt.
You got to show your boobs.
By the way, we're taking calls.
How bad do you want to see them?
Taking calls at 800-636.
You're still getting
them for free. What? 1067. You can call us at 800-636-1067. The interesting thing is we're all going to probably blow about the exact same because we've had the same drinks. We've had the same shot and the same
drinks.
No, but
some of us have more time. Like, Cakes drinks four beers every night.
I understand that.
Cakes is probably going to blow 0.01.
Stop.
Eric,
stop.
What was your BAC?
0.52 or whatever it is. 0.52.
So right now, Cakes is last.
What did he have?
0.045.
I'm telling you, he's the biggest drunk here.
So can we list them
but
real
a lot
quick?
Of it has to do with, and officers, here. You can talk about this.
JP was at 0.54.
0.54.
I was at 0.55.
JP's going to sprint away with this.
5.2.
Stop
at the end.
So Rick.
I just know you.
Yeah.
I might try to snake him.
All right, so right
good,
now, the leader in the clubhouse is your boy.
What
is Papa?
Like 5.4, you're 1/100th of a point.
Guess
ahead
what?
Of him. He's
okay.
Gonna crush
guess
you.
Guess what a lead means in a four-lap race.
Although I've never met two more money hungry guys than those two, so it actually was gonna.
I mean,
be
the smart money's on that side of the table.
I'm not that money hungry. I'm not doing dumbass pregame shows. You kidding me?
When it has to,
hold on, should be award-winning
you know
pregame shows. Thank you.
That's a good point, Jason.
And we're gonna
this
be
guy doesn't know Thanksgiving night and does pregame shows.
You're right. We're gonna be
and then
Days
he goes
Grill.
Over to NBC Sports Washington right. And he does a postgame. 2 a.m.
Days Grill, Burke, 11 a.m. Officers Perez and Sergeant Thorne. How much does weight have to do with blood alcohol content? So we've had the
hey,
same amount of drinks.
Why are you pointing at me? Why are you pointing? What you said? Weight?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, wait.
You are.
Wait.
You're pointing at me.
Okay, I'm pointing at Lurch. He's the biggest.
Well, it's a mixture. It's a mixture of got weight. Water weight in the body, body fat, how much food you had in your stomach,
right?
How much?
So I'm botching my idea, but
factors.
I had an idea to win it.
Yes,
I thought about cutting weight last night and not eating at all. Would that have been a smart move to get the highest blood alcohol?
Yeah, so if
content?
You were like dehydrated, you know, like if you had barely any water in your body, then the alcohol would affect you more.
I peed when I got up.
So now I got a chance.
So now you should eat.
If you eat,
eating is a disadvantage.
Eating is a disadvantage, yes.
All right, thank you, officers. Yes, Craig Hoffman's on the line.
I'm eating my paw.
Our Redskins beat reporter.
Craig on. We haven't even
EB, it's a Redskins Friday brought to you by the one and only Sportsbook.
Hold on.
Hollywood Casino.
Let's go to him next break.
To give him a full segment.
Yeah, we can't just
go. We don't want to disrespect him.
It is disrespectful.
Is that okay with Craig, or would you rather go on now?
I think he can probably do next. I know he's got a couple national radio hits, too.
Oh, so. Yeah. Ask him. If he wants to come on now,
man.
It's his call.
Hey,
if he wants to come on now, we can have more time next break.
No, he can't do 3 minutes.
Craig, do you want to come on now, or you want to go on next break? It's up to you.
Next break.
Up to you guys. I feel like I am the designated driver for whatever segment I'm on.
But if you have a hit, or you just want to go to sleep.
No, the national hit's already done, so you guys tell me.
Let's do next. Let's do next segment.
Let's let Craig Hoffman breathe a little. Right,
because we'll we got some serious stuff to get into.
I'll be honest with you. Craig doesn't come up on our phone screener, so I didn't know he was on.
Right, because he's on the comm rack.
Right,
Radio Insider. Can you play Radio Insider?
JP he's
new,
flaming.
But he's drunk. He's flaming. Yeah.
I'm not drunk.
Seahawk, we're going to do
the
next segment, buddy.
Sounds good.
I'm not. Okay.
We got some serious stuff to get into.
Oh, well, you guys are neck and neck.
See, this is the problem with the... This sounds like my podcast. Everyone talking over each other.
This sounds like every junk show.
This is the problem with the Christmas show. Everyone
Seal's
just
job.
Well, they just it's fine. It's still good. It's good information. But everyone on the Christmas show just talks over each other.
Yeah, they do. Right.
Flame.
It's because we're drinking.
Jason, it's 23 years of that. Get used to it.
There's no discipline here.
Let's go to the phones then.
Oh, we're on the phones. Then? All right, so next. Craig, you just chill. We'll have more eggnog. All right, let's go to
someone
Chris.
Says EB's a lightweight.
That's why? I blew the third lowest.
Yeah, just a lightweight.
It's that your tolerance level.
I did the shot.
You seem the most drunk.
You did the shot.
I'm the most fun.
The only one that didn't do the shot was Fat Boy over here.
What are you talking about?
He did it with me. No, he did.
What are you joking?
Case and I, you by the way, shot, we did more than you guys. We slugged the drink.
Yeah, we chugged.
We chugged it.
You slugged it all over you.
We chugged the drink. You didn't chug nothing.
We'll put up money.
What do you want to put up money on?
Boy,
oh,
here
comes the side bets. I'll wait. I'm patient. I'm waiting for the 9 o'clock hour.
All right, let's go to Chris. Hey, Mark. Chris,
you're
what's up, buddy?
You waiting for your chance with the uppercut?
Merry
hey,
Christmas.
Hey, guys. Sounds like you guys are having a good time. Merry Christmas to you, too. Yeah. EB, this might be in bad taste, but I got a would you rather for you.
All right.
For 24 hours.
All right.
Would you rather be stuck in a room
right.
with the A1 sports nerd or right. John Feinstein?
Adam, 100 times out of 100.
Oh, yeah, that's not even
I mean, that's
that
the easiest
so,
question.
That was so easy
that's
to answer.
That's the easiest question in history. Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather not have a hookup to Kava
right.
or have to pay for your lease of your car?
Now you're just making stuff up off the top of your head.
Hold on.
The
yeah, lease it wasn't my... very well thought out. Yeah.
I want the free lease on my car.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
that's like $900 a month. Yeah. Right. I want that.
Are you eating $900 for the Kava?
He's driving a 5 series. He's driving a 5 or 7.
540.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Kava every day doesn't equal
bucks.
The lease.
No, no, it does
the
not. Lease is silly. Don't
that was the worst hypothetical
Stop
ever.
Stop messing with my lease.
Come with better hypotheticals,
all right,
people.
Let's go to Kevin. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
And you can tweet your Junkies confessional questions at Junks Radio or at The One Sports Nerd.
If you want to see a grown man cry, somehow make me lose my free AT&T.
Well,
then
that would
see,
hurt.
Then you'll see a grown man
you guys
cry.
Were like,
don't say
off your
that.
Well,
it's
impenetrable. Nobody can get
we
into
the,
it.
We have the biggest
okay,
hookup
but
ever.
It's not even worth the risk.
I lost my phone for a moment, and I almost started tearing up.
5 seconds?
Well,
I've always said I'd rather lose my children
than my phone. Right.
What's up?
Kevin.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Felicidades.
Whatever that is.
So let's if we want to give Adam some cash, let's get him in his boxers with a Santa cap and a sign wishing motorists a Merry Christmas.
You want to do that?
Just got to go on South Capitol Street.
Why are we giving our money to Adam?
I don't know.
Because he'll do anything.
He is kind of a charity guy. He'll say yes.
First of all, you know he loves attention, so he'll do it.
He'll say yes to
anything. He'll do anything for
a buck. Would he get arrested for that? Could he be out on the in boxers?
Sure.
But is that okay? Can you be in public and walk around in your boxers? Or is that are you in trouble with that?
Not at all.
No problem.
As long as you're covered.
What if he has like B cup? So what if he have like a B size?
Yeah, he's showing his boobs.
That's kind of like
I think just the bottom area needs covered.
He's got a thimble.
But even
anyway,
if you have,
we might not want to see that, but just the bottom
Adam's
area.
Adam,
did we get
that?
An answer? By the way, Drought cool. told us that he would shut down the $200 proposed bet.
What one?
But Adam, where he would make out with
right.
Drought. So Drought shut it down.
Right.
But Adam, would you have done that? A 10-second kiss.
10 seconds. I want 30.
Drab.
30 is expensive.
For $200.
I like Drab t-shirt, but no.
You would not do
I
that?
Would not do
would
that.
You do it just
say,
for a peck?
It's so easy to say now that Drab already shut it down, because right. I think he probably would.
By the way,
you have to give Eric enough time to unbuckle his pants.
You would get sized.
For watching those two dummies kiss?
By the way, DJ Durkin just texted in on the text machine. He said, we got to pick up the pace.
What, and the drinking?
He did?
Yeah.
DJ's not happy.
Got to pick up the pace.
That's the Thompson Creek Windows text machine.
Tell DJ to
fly over their heads.
Standard message and data charges may apply.
Shocker.
You can send in your questions. You can call us, 800-636-1067. It's open line holiday show.
Christmas
but next.
Christmas.
Seahawks. We're going to talk to Craig Hoffman, our Redskins beat reporter, because it's a Redskins Friday brought to you by the one and only sportsbook, Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say. On a bright one.
This is Tua Tag's favorite Christmas song.
Oh, he loves it. He loves throwing touchdowns to Jerry Jeudy and listening to this Christmas tune.
But he didn't win the Davey O'Brien Award last night. I was watching that with Dylan
yesterday.
Nobody
cares about that award.
Yeah. Kyler Murray won it, yeah.
But you know what, Cakes? This is what you need to know. The person that wins the Davey O'Brien typically wins the Heisman. So maybe Tua's not going to win the Heisman. It might be Kyler.
He may, based on the conference championship games, but it's kind of unfair because Tua was hurt.
10 for 25, two picks.
Again, hurt. Both ankles banged up and played a much tougher defense. But
hey, we have a lot going on.
See what the voters decide.
Let me do a couple of plugs.
Yes.
Can I give Cakes a fill in the blank?
Sure.
I spilled cocktail sauce on my
tail cock.
Even know what that is.
I would say he did cocktail
but I
backwards.
You spilled
cocktail sauce on your
couldn't crack the
pants.
On my pants.
A certain part of your pants.
I did.
Everything's going way over the head today.
No, I got your other
thing. All right,
we got a lot
going
DJ?
On. Of course. It's the
Please.
Holiday show.
Thanks, didn't.
And we want to let everybody know, don't drink and drive this holiday
Do
season.
Not. It's a dumb idea.
Designate a sober driver or use Wrap Sober Ride, now powered by Lyft. That starts December 15th. Go to SoberRide.com for details. And you have a Lyft coupon code or Lyft. Coupon code.
Coupon.
Lyft,
coupon.
Lyft,
it's a Lyft coupon code. I believe my ride here cost me $1.58 once the coupon code was applied.
Very nice. Somehow.
Did you tip?
Not yet.
I will.
Was it the same driver?
No, impossible.
Well, then why? You should have tipped both. You got to tip
both. I think
I could
do it online.
Oh.
On my
you
phone.
Don't know who my driver
Ricky.
Was.
Your driver was Rick Pitino.
Ruddy.
Ruddy?
Hold on, let me tell you my driver.
Ruddy.
I can find it.
His name was Ruddy?
I've got you beat. My driver was Termana. I'm going to tip him right now. You know what? Because I'm festive, had a few drinks.
How much?
$10. What's wrong with that?
That's good.
I can either tip him 0, 9, 10, or 13.
I gave 20%, which was $11 plus.
How do you know who your driver was? Like, can you go back?
Says it.
I can go back and look?
Yes, of course you can.
You know who my driver was? Me.
Well, I mean, you had some help.
Bish Bucks.
Yeah. No, my driver's Salido.
Well, hook up Salido. Hook him up.
I did. I gave him $6.
Real quick, right now, 10th caller at 800-636-1067. It's a very, very popular game, the 10th caller game.
It is.
You
People
win tickets
it.
To see the Wizards take on the Celtics Wednesday, December 12th at Capital One Arena. Tickets still available through Ticketmaster.com or the Capital One Arena box office. It's courtesy of the Washington Wizards and Monumental. Get complete details at thefandc.com/contest. So we'll do that. Hold up. I can scratch this off.
Boy, Flakes was at Capital One Arena yesterday doing some Christmas shopping.
Want to let the listeners know at 8:20 and 8:40. Do you know what's happening at 8:20 and 8:40?
No.
We're giving away Redskins tickets.
That's a good thing.
Redskins Giants tickets.
By the way, there's going to be about eight people at that stadium.
Speaking of the Redskins, it is a Redskins Friday presented by the one and only sportsbook Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. And our Redskins beat reporter, Craig Hoffman, has been waiting patiently to fill us in on what's going on. What's up, Seahoff?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hello, Mr.
How do you like that for a build-up? It's about a 10-minute build-up to you.
I'm sorry, buddy.
All right, so Seahawk, I didn't listen to the presser yesterday with Grudog. How many questions did he field on the Alex Smith deal, or did the
like one because he deferred to this?
Yeah, it was just one because he said, you know, we're going to defer to the statement,
the privacy statement.
Yeah, Liz, his wife, has asked me to keep everything private, so that's what we're going to do out of respect for them.
Were you proud of your boys for kind of breaking the story?
What do you mean, kinda? How about we did break the story?
I mean, yeah, no, you guys did a good job on that. That was, you guys were out ahead. A lot of national people obviously followed up after and been able to learn a lot more. So,
thank you.
Well
did
done.
You believe?
I will ride on the coattails. I did nothing.
Seehoff, did you believe it when you heard it?
Yes, I did. you know, you'd heard grumblings about some stuff, but never like the threshold that I have to get as the very official reporter is
very high.
And so never able to nail it down, but you guys got stuff that you could go to air with. And so, EB, nice job.
This is just me speaking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that Alex Smith will announce his retirement sometime in the spring or summer.
I don't know about that.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
No, it's not an opinion. It's an informed opinion.
Well, very informed opinion, but that's just my take on it. I think he's going to announce his retirement. I'm not sure what the cap ramifications are. You can probably
I can fill you in.
Some insurance things are kind of interesting.
Yeah. So first thing, I think it's too early to know exactly, like, now having gained a better understanding of kind of what's going on, I think it's still too early to know, but it is certainly a possibility. Like, the career threatening stuff is real. With that said, they've got insurance on his contract. And I'm not sure how much, because when I initially asked this a couple weeks ago, hey, what if I was met with this is a very unlikely scenario, but here's your answer, like reluctantly. So I didn't want to push too hard on more of the details. But if it becomes a reality, obviously we'll find out the cap ramifications. But they get some kind of cap credit for the amount of the insurance. I'm not exactly sure how much that is. And obviously, it's going to also depend, I think, on when that determination is made. I think the safest bet right now in terms of their future is that they're probably going to wind up having to pay. You know, they're going to wind up paying him no matter what. Alex is going to get his money, which in this case is good
right.
for him.
Right.
But at the same time, how much is it going to count against the cap? And does that check come from the Redskins or from insurance? That's still kind of unclear at the moment. But for next year, the quarterback position is probably going to cost them $23.5 million.
What I heard, I don't know if you reported or somebody else, was something in the realm of a $12 million insurance.
I haven't heard that. Yeah. So I can't.
Well, this is what.
But I don't know, EB. You've been on a roll, so maybe we should just go with
this. Is what we do know, Seehoff. We know that.
Be careful! Don't say too much.
No. I'm just talking about for the future. Yeah. At that position, the Skins are currently screwed. So there's going to have to be some serious decision making here.
But Colt is not as bad as thought. So they
no, that's
right.
fine. They got
Colt
a little
will
insurance.
Be there.
That's fine. He'll be fine. But do you want Colt McCoy starting in Week 1 next year?
Maybe
that's
over
the question.
A rookie.
Yeah, I don't think Colt starting next year is the worst idea. The problem is that Colt's reminded you that he gets hurt a lot.
Yeah,
right,
and
of course.
So that
also throws
reminder.
A bunch of picks, too.
Well, yeah. You know, I feel better about the picks than I do about the injuries. Like, I feel like Colt, especially if he has an offseason and training camp and all that kind of stuff, he can clean up some of the stuff where the Dallas game, he was off with the receivers, you know, some of the timing stuff, get a better feel. Like, he'll play more, and that will be beneficial to him playing better.
No, look.
The question is, how long is he going to play?
I get it.
And you need to draft a quarterback.
That's what I'm
it
saying.
It is unquestionable.
I know Colt can win a game or two or three or four for mm-hmm. you, but in terms of going forward as your franchise quarterback,
absolutely.
Colt's not the guy. So that's why I say they're kind of screwed, and they have to make some serious decisions going forward.
And here's the tough thing. You've already got the money invested in Alex and Colt. Can you afford what a first-round pick cost and having over $30 million in the position? And the irony, of course, is they didn't want to pay Kirk Cousins. Is that a fair? No, but the reality is they might wind up spending a percentage of the cap on quarterback that they were reluctant to spend on Kirk. Obviously, it's different when you have a rookie and first rounder, and who knows if that player winds up being great. But it is generally thought of as a pretty weak quarterback class, so that's not exactly helpful. The guys get pushed up anyway. If you don't really want to spend a first rounder, you're getting some guy in the second rounder who would typically be a third or a fourth. Like, that's not ideal.
Well,
either.
it was a weak class, you know, kind of throughout the year and even before this college season started. Because no one really thought that Dwayne Haskins was a serious you know, contender in terms of being a top line quarterback in the first round. But once he had the year that he had, that made the class and the strength of the class a lot better. I could see, you know, a team like the Redskins trying to trade up to try and get a guy like Dwayne Haskins. Because
maybe.
I think he'll be the best quarterback of the class.
He could, but there were five in the first round last year. Are all five better prospects than Dwayne Haskins if he's your one? Probably Lamar.
The five from last year?
Yeah, probably
definitely
not Lamar. But the other four?
I think Darnold is overrated.
Rosen is still a question mark. Allen seems to be.
I'm talking about rewind a year ago, how you felt about those four guys. Allen, Darnold, Rosen, and Baker.
Okay, but
right,
hold on a second. If you put Haskins in that same year, year that he had, I would have put Haskins up there, you know, right behind Mayfield and Darnold.
Okay, I think there's going to be a lot of split decision.
I would have put him ahead of Rosen and Allen.
Yeah. Okay. I think there's going to be a lot of the good news is the quarterback list came out yesterday for the Senior Bowl, and all these dudes are going. So we're going to get a really good look at them when I go down to Mobile in January.
I'm going to that game.
I haven't had a chance to watch them all up close yet. So, I will be spending probably a lot of time this offseason watching a lot of these games back and trying to generate my own opinions, obviously talking to scouts and figuring out how they feel about it. I feel like it's going to be similar to last year in a way, because last year you had four guys basically who everyone was arguing over who's the best and in what order, and there was no consensus. I feel like that's going to be similar to what we have. Haskins might eventually rise to the top, like you're saying, Lurch. But, you know, between him, Herbert from Oregon, and some of these other guys, I think it's going to be pretty mixed, and there's holes, gigantic holes in all of their resumes.
Oh, absolutely. All right, so going forward real quick, we've got about 2 minutes.
Can I say something
Sunday
about this game?
Yeah.
I think Craig and the media in general, in the public at large, has been a little too hard on Mark Sanchez. I think they disrespect him a little bit. Because obviously in the grand scheme of things, he's not a Hall of Famer. He's not a world beater. But the guy has won 37 games. He's taken – did he take the Jets twice?
Twice to the AFC Championship.
I just think people disrespect that. This guy's a phenomenal athlete.
He's
who's been a star at every level.
Who
was the fifth pick in the draft.
Do you think he's going to play well on Sunday?
I think he'll play okay, yeah. I was impressed with how he played on Sunday,
actually.
I'll set
the over-under on turnovers, though.
1.5.
He's going to turn it over.
2.5.
All right, I'll go under.
I'll go under.
Under 2.5?
I want in on that,
too. A lot of action there.
I want in on that, too. I think people are disrespecting Sanchez too much.
I'm just saying. I'll put my own 20.
That's way too much money. I don't have that much confidence because
how about $5?
$5. Done.
I'm in for five. Under.
I can't make two $5 bets on that.
Come on.
Yes, okay, fine. Get the bet book. Yeah. Hand me the damn bet book.
Craig, I think you've been a little too hard on Sanchez because you act like he can't even get through a game.
Look, he's struggled so far. Yesterday in practice, Gruden was ready to lose. Gruden was so mad at yesterday in practice that he got to the podium and told us he was mad about practice. Coaches don't do that. Mm-hmm. And the problem is Mark can't get them lined up and snapped without a false start. So if he can get them lined up and the cadence and stuff figured out, then sure, when the ball gets snapped, he can deliver and play in quick game and do some of the things that they asked to do. And I think he can be serviceable. He's competent. He's fine. He's no better than fine. And we just have way too much. I mean, even I was, that, you know, his
people act
two
like
AFC
he's Nate
title,
Peterman, though. He's not Nate Peterman.
No.
The guy's won 37 games in this league.
But he also won them on the back of a extraordinarily good defense in New York. And his job was to be a game manager. Now, his job here will be a game manager. I think also some of the frustration, though, is everyone's like, well, they need the defense to play well. This defense is not going to turn it around. I have very little confidence
in the defense. Why is the defense falling off?
Because their line is tired. They erred in playing Payne and Allen so much heavy earlier in the year. I think those guys are not playing nearly as well. And they're not going to get rest this week because they're having long practices because they got to get Sanchez ready. The linebackers have been inconsistent. I think that there's a lot of finger pointing and things going on behind the scenes. I don't think this is a cohesive unit right now, and I think earlier in the year it was. So I don't have faith in them to turn it around, which makes Sanchez's job harder. And he's, I don't think, up for, you know, a task that no Redskins quarterback has been able to accomplish this year, which is scoring a ton.
All right, we got to go, bro.
Yeah, we got to go. Tell DJ to zip it. Stop talking.
I'll let him know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Craig Hoffman, our Redskins beat reporter for 106.7 The Fan. It is a Redskins Friday presented by the one and only sportsbook, Hollywood Casino.
We need a side bet. We're like Tiger Phil. There's no side bets.
Yeah, We've got side bets.
Yeah.
We have what's in Santa's sack.
Zippy callers. Open up the phone lines.
Our great friend, Tim Seymour from The Palm.
Right.
He's unbelievable. He's going to join us. And, of course, we'll take your calls. 800-636-1067. It's our annual holiday show here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's all cold down along the beach. And the wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is?
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Their Alexandria location now open and taking appointments. New spot in Ashburn, Virginia as well. It is our annual holiday show.
It is.
A drinking show. We got a lot going on. Producer's feeding me all kinds of information during the break.
A lot of moving parts.
And I am already slurring my speech. Well, I understand that.
You're the leader in the clubhouse.
I might be catching up a little bit.
Jason,
the leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
The last.
What?
You guys are very close.
The last round
BAC test. Yeah, by 1/100th of a point.
Okay, fine. But I'm just. Look, you can follow us on Twitter at Junks Radio, at thefandc.com. Is the website or the sportsjunkies.com. Shorts is putting up updates. I think Jason blew a .55 right around 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. Or .055.
He should mention.
D. Smith is going to join us, executive director of the NFLPA. He's going to join us at 8.
He's walking in
right now.
Annual
tradition. Bruce the Hugger. Apparently in the building.
He's in the building.
Yes.
Just got dropped off.
By the way. How's he look? Did he shower?
He looks amazing, actually.
He looks amazing? Yeah.
He's got a new look.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes. That's awesome.
So Bruce the Hugger is here. And annual tradition, the Palm, our man Timmy Seymour.
Do we love the Palm or what?
The Palm is here. I already had a fantastic omelet this morning.
Thank you. Look at this.
But they have brought lobster.
Oh,
by the way, I may actually not have lobster.
This is a picture.
Because I am eyeing, they have their delicious chocolate cake, and they have their amazing carrot cake here.
They brought a full cake for JP.
Yeah.
So it's unbelievable
Timmy Seymour.
Time to eat. We also should mention that Quincy's.
Yes.
We really need to thank Quincy's.
Yeah.
Quincy's has two spots. They have Quincy's in Gaithersburg, which is on Quince Orchard Road, and Quincy's in Bethesda. They're sponsoring the Christmas show contest. Here's the deal. They've put up $1,000 today. And Quincy's a locally owned neighborhood haunt. They have great American pub grub, live music, all sports, 18 Infinity Edge TVs. $500 goes to the junkie with the highest blood alcohol content at the end of the show.
I might snake it from you guys.
And we have side bets. And here's a side bet I'm going to offer Jason. I have $100 right now.
All right, hold on.
I'm offering $100.
That's a big one.
That you finish that drink this segment, which you know ends right between 7:53, 7:55. So you have 5 to 7 minutes to finish that entire drink.
Is it worth
it? By the way, if you do that, you probably are going to have a chance to win the $500. That's $100 to finish that drink.
But you also have
this segment.
You have
to remember, when we go to break, if I go to break and you haven't finished it, you're done.
Now,
and then you have to hand me a Hunsky, right?
Well,
no, he didn't.
You gave him a free roll, basically.
That's true.
You gave him a free roll.
This is for others.
Now, what you have to remember is
what time are we going to break?
You're going to be at the Palm.
I'll say
tonight.
We'll split the difference.
54. It gives you five.
Time's a wasting.
5 minutes.
You have to be in the palm later.
Remember that. With our man Timmy Seymour.
Timmy Seymour.
By the way, Timmy Seymour, I'm going to see you tonight at about 5:30.
5:30.
I want VIP treatment.
Oh.
When have you had less?
Of course you do. By the way, Timmy Seymour came to one of our pregame shows.
He did?
Have the other junkies named Eric Bickle and Jason Bishop come to pregame
shows?
Why on earth
would I do
that? It was
down the street. I was running errands, and I said, I heard you guys are there. I said, hey, let's just pop in and give him a little shocker.
Junkie supporter.
I need to come. I haven't been at Palm in years. Is it okay? Would I be treated nicely?
Of course.
Yeah,
years?
It's been years.
Yeah, maybe now that I think of it.
It's been so long. Jason has no shame. He goes probably, four times, so he
probably
goes
table
time.
Manners.
His caricature had dark hair.
Oh, you know, and I'm gonna try to fix your character.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get a couple of different cutouts. Maybe a bouffant, maybe an Elvis look.
Give him a
Filling. Maybe something. I'll try
give
each
like
one
Kanye
and see
anything,
which one looks.
Anything would be an improvement on the current. So whatever you want to do. Give me the Elvis hairdo. I don't care.
Timmy, will you tell people what you've blessed us with this morning?
Nova Scotia lobsters.
Oh, right.
Yeah. 3 to 5 pounds. We get them out of Canada, and they're just as sweet as can be.
Do you think Chuck from Castaway would be sized for this man?
What is the sweet spot for lobster, like in terms of the weight, when you order one?
A lot of people ask if the bigger the lobster, the tougher it is, but it's not. It's just a bigger piece of meat. I mean, a 3-pound lobster is probably one of the most perfect lobsters.
You
get to be 5 and 6-pound lobsters. Those are big... animals.
What is the special going on right now at the Palm and Tyson's?
Well, we don't run any specials in the month of December.
Everything's special because we're captive.
But we do have the gift card promotion that we run every year. Every $250 you spend, you get $25 back. Gift card. So it's a pretty good deal, and it's a good way to say Merry Christmas to your loved one.
I've never seen a bigger piece of lobster on a fork than what EB has right now.
Jesus. It's a lobster lollipop.
This thing's unbelievable.
Based on what you know, I'm willing to stroke out for this lobster. You might choke.
Hey, there's no question.
What would your guess be? And there's a poll at Junks Radio on which junkie at 954 will blow the highest blood alcohol content.
Timmy Seymour. Well, it depends on if that $100 bill goes over there.
It could help Jason. But who do you think
it doesn't look like it?
Dude, I gotta be in your restaurant.
Yeah,
later tonight.
Let me tell you something, Eric. I say you're starting to fade now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's
got some weakness over here.
Yeah.
No. I know, but the alcohol affects me, and I it's fine. Like I have two drinks, and I'm hammered. But JP loves money so much. You don't understand that he is going to do everything in his power to win this.
He just gave away $100. What do you mean?
I didn't, because there's no chance he's going to finish.
Yeah,
Jason's scared.
There's no way I can finish.
Tim, if Evie walked into your restaurant
it's not that I love money.
Would you continue serving him alcohol at this point?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course. Right. I got good money.
Another drink coming your way.
I spent my money over there.
Take good care of it. So I don't see any rings here, guys, yet. No rings yet?
Zippy rings.
I think they were.
Do you know that was one of the most magical nights? Having the ring ceremony at the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you guys have the ceremony at your restaurant?
Oh, yeah. All the guys came in.
Oh, my God. What was that like?
Oh, it was awesome. And I got all the guys came in, and it was really kind of funny because they all came in, and all of the players sat outside on the patio, and all the plus ones were inside.
Right.
You know? And
all the hotties.
Yeah, so they weren't supposed to know that the cup was there. Mm-hmm. So the cup came in early before they got there. We put it in the boardroom. And waited, and then once everybody was there, I got the guys, and I escorted them downstairs to my service elevator in the kitchen, then back upstairs on the pedestrian elevators, and I was escorting the cup through the lobby, outside, and then up the sidewalk through the patio. So these guys would see the cup, and they were thinking, they were going like, oh, the cup's here. Nobody moved.
Really?
Nobody moved. They didn't know what to do.
Very cool.
Yeah. So what we did is our attempt was to get them to follow us into the restaurant with the cup, and they all just kind of sat there. But
what about all the regular patrons that were in the restaurant?
It was closed.
Oh, everything was closed.
Yeah, we closed. Yeah, we closed. Dick Patrick called me up late in August.
That's a big check to write to close the restaurant for the night.
You would think. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you know what? I wasn't about the check.
Oh, okay. I get
it. It wasn't about the check then.
Dick Patrick called me up and asked me, he said, would I be willing to host their ring ceremony? And I would, geez, I'd be honored. And he said, well,
that's true, because there's too many people.
We'd be honored.
Didn't have anybody else in there.
Well, I pulled all the furniture out of there.
Wow.
And brought in, big round tables.
Mm-hmm.
And, you wouldn't recognize the restaurant. You know, red tablecloths.
Was Ovi hammered that night?
He was. They were all. I'll tell you, when they opened those boxes, it was like 3, 2, 1. They all opened at the same time. There were gasps.
I'm sure there were.
I mean, everybody was just.
They probably couldn't believe what they were seeing.
No, yeah. Nobody could.
Very cool.
It was a magical night.
Tim, we always love having you join us.
See you tonight, buddy.
And the palm is amazing. From the steak to the lobster to the dessert. I'm a very big proponent of your dessert game.
I mean, I'm just crushing the lobster.
The carrot cake is unbelievable.
Crushing.
Yeah.
Pummeling. The chocolate cake is great.
Hey, good stuff. Can you tell Robin or Sean, whoever's bartending tonight, to have a little Red Bull can?
I think it's going to be Sean and Dennis. But yeah, we'll have them.
Jason literally knows every bartender in the country.
It's sick. He knows talent. He knows the palm staff better than Tim.
Are you done?
Timmy Seymour, thank you very much. Everybody go to
Thanks, guys.
In Tyson's Seymour. Corner. And
it's
when you
Seymour,
walk in,
Seymour.
You see the caricature of the Junkies right there at the entrance.
Yep.
Cakes hates his picture.
We'll scratch a little hair in there.
I've learned to live with it. It's okay.
8:20 and 8:40. What are we doing, Cakes?
Giving away something.
Redskins tickets.
Yes, Redskins
Giants
tickets.
Tickets.
So listen for that as our annual holiday drinking show. We still need to do What's in Santa's Sack. We got side bets, all kinds of stuff.
And you can open the
line holiday show. 800-636-1067. I keep $100. Jason barely touched his drink.
Yeah.
You know what?
You're so
ever.
Soft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.